And before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is He, blessed am I, be born in me, be born in me. Trembling heart, somehow I believe that You chose me.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going in depth today with one of the winners of the 2022 Minnesota Sings competition. We have in studio with us today Melina Solo Cruz. She's here representing the Minnesota Sings competition, and we also have one of the lead volunteers, Chuck Spavin, is here, and we could not be more excited to hear about what's coming up for 2023. So great to see both of you.
Thank you for being. We appreciate it.
So, Chuck, tell us a little bit about the competition. You had said before we went on the air that the registration is open for this coming season. But for people that don't know what the competition is, give us a little background, please.
Yeah. So, Minnesota Sings 2023. This is our 10th year now under the Minnesota Sings name. And actually, overall, it's our 14th year because the first 4 years the event was called Hastings Sings. All right, and then after 4 years, we took the event statewide, and we just kicked off Minnesota Sings 2023. Minnesota Sings is a competition between cities throughout Minnesota designed for amateur vocalists, and the vocalists get a chance to represent their city in competition against other cities, plus they get a chance to win some really great prizes for themselves.
So it's really grown over the years. Tell people about that.
Yeah, thank you. Because the first year we did the event, the total prize package was $300, which we were very proud of. All right, the total prize package this year, when you include the music gear that we give away and we give away recording sessions, the total prize package this year is $30,000. So. Yeah, so we've made some progress.
So this event is open, you mentioned, for registration. What exactly are people registering for?
So the way Minnesota Sings works, Mo, is that every city that wants to participate has to put on what we call a local Sings event. Here in Hastings, we do Hastings Sings, and the winners from Hastings Sings then have the honor of representing Hastings at Minnesota Sings. So it's the local Sings event that's kind of the heart and soul of all of this, and that's where we get all of the people to compete in Minnesota Sings, which by this way, this year, by the way, will be October 7th and 8th. Will be the dates this year for Minnesota Sings, and it will be down at the Fairmont Opera House in Fairmont, Minnesota.
And so that was a change because you typically have been in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. Last year was the first time that we went outside the Twin Cities, and we said we're going to start to move this event around the state. And last year we were down in New Ulm at the State Street Theater. And as I mentioned, this year we're excited to go to the Fairmont Opera House.
So this event is open to whom?
This event is open to amateur vocalists. There's two divisions.
And how do you define an amateur?
Okay, good question. So if you look at your 2022 income, okay, and I'm looking at my income for 2022, if more than 25% of that income came from singing, then we consider you to be a professional and unfortunately cannot compete. So this is for amateurs. There's two divisions, 13 to 20-year-olds, and then 21 and older.
And that's a new change as well.
We've had that in place now for, actually, you're right. This, I think it's the second year that we've done that. Yeah, so it works out really, really nice, the two divisions do.
And so when you are looking for people, they have to be 21 on October 7th and 8th?
On October 7th. They have to be 21 or older on October 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, now, what's kind of important about that is you could have someone, let's say that they're 12 years old when they do the local Sings event, but by the time October 7th rolls around, they're 13. So that's why we look at that October 7th date as being the important date.
Well, that's awesome. So, Melina, tell us about you, please. Where are you from?
I'm from Apple Valley High School, and I'm a senior.
How is that going?
It's going great. It's my last year, so I'm just trying to soak it all in. I'm busy with like music and music productions. And
what kind of a fine arts program does Apple Valley have?
It's a theater program. It's really focused on like musical theater and just plays and everything. Like we do a musical in the fall, and then a one act, and then a play, and then a musical review.
And what are your hopes for next year when you're done with school? Do you think about what's next?
Yeah, I'm really busy with that, actually. I'm doing lots of college applications and auditions for performing arts programs. So that's where I'm hoping I'll be. I just want to be involved with theater and music.
I love it. And when did you start to really hone that as something that you loved? As a little girl, do you remember singing and loving to sing?
Yeah, I've been singing, like, I think ever since I could talk. Like, I think my mom said that I was, like, humming before I could even really talk. And it's just been such a huge part of my life, all my life. And especially these last few years, like, that's when I think I realized that that's what I really want to do when I grow up.
So this competition, obviously, was something that piqued your interest as well. And what was it about this competition that you thought you might want to pursue it?
I've always been kind of more of a singer, so I would do, like, events and, like, concerts with, like, school and everything. But this is, like, the first opportunity I heard of where it was, like, a contest, and I've never done a vocal contest before. And especially since I want to do that when I get older, I thought, well, this will be a great experience and a great start.
Tell us about the whole process. How did you go about entering?
So I did the city audition in St. Paul. And
does Apple Valley not have a competition?
They did not. In 2022, they did not have an official city
location.
Event. So when that happens, people that want to compete can go to a different city competition. So she went to the St. Paul.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went there, and there were about 10 other vocalists there. And it was cool because when I went to the competition after I got in, I got to see some of the vocalists there that were also at my audition. So it was really cool, like, just getting to see everyone else perform and then actually getting into Minnesota Sings.
So as Chuck said earlier, the Hastings Sings is part of a citywide celebration in Hastings called Rivertown Days. Is the St. Paul one the same thing?
Yeah, it was part of a celebration. It was actually, technically, it was West St. Paul. It was West St. Paul Sings, and it was part of West St. Paul Days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, congratulations to you. Thank you. What have you learned about yourself during this process?
Well, I think once I was on stage competing, I felt like it felt like a really different experience for me. Like, I think it was just a really good growing opportunity for me.
What made it different? What are you saying?
You know, my goal, you know, was to get to the final round, you know, and to place even. So I knew that that was my goal, and I think that put a little more pressure on me. Plus, mine is just like performing and everything. But I think it was a good pressure, you know. It like helped me like push myself to what I knew I could do.
It's a great learning experience. Chuck, do you see a lot of people come full circle like this, where they might have nerves up front, and then by the time you get out of the studio with them, you see a whole new person?
Yeah, it's a tremendous learning process. And when you do this, you start to realize how many great vocalists are across our state. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This was the first year that Melina competed. And hopefully she'll be in the competition this year. Once again, you've got to win your local Sings event. You got to score first or second in the local Sings event to move on. Okay. But, you know, the big thing is that she won third place. She won third place, and I really think that, you know, she's what I would call a rising star within Minnesota Sings. I mean, I could see her eventually winning first place, and kind of a good and bad thing. The good thing, if you win first place this year, you receive $5,000 cash plus a recording session with a producer. The bad thing is, once you win first place, you can never compete again in Minnesota Sings. So we always have a new first place winner. But I think that's, huge opportunity, and some of the, you know, some of the people that do win first place, in addition to the $5,000, we give them a couple bonus checks, Mo. They get a check for $500 that they get to bring back to their city, and they present that to whoever paid the $150 registration fee to participate in Minnesota Sing. So you invest $150, and if your singer wins first place, then you win $500. And that's usually the Chamber of Commerce or one of the service clubs in town that do that. And then she also will get a check for $1,000 that she gets to bring back to her town. And there she gets to pick what charity in town gets that $1,000.
So who benefited from your win?
I donated to a charity that made clothes for infants, bundles and care. It was for just infants whose families couldn't provide for them. So,
well, that's awesome. I've not heard of that. So it not only benefited financially, but also from people learning about it and educating people. That's awesome.
Yep.
Chuck, what else do you want to say?
Well, you know, we want people in Hastings, in the immediate listening area and surrounding area, to think about trying out for Hastings Sings.
We'll announce those. So you mentioned that she did not live in the city that she won. So how does that work for somebody that maybe is listening regarding Hastings?
Okay, good. So what happens is if the city you live in for some reason doesn't want to participate in Minnesota Sings, i.e. they don't want to put on a local Sings event, okay, you still have a chance to get into Minnesota Sings, but you have to do one of two things. Either you have to go to another city's singing event, or you have to do an audition, which we do here in Hastings. We've done auditions at the Hastings Arts Center. And I would say last year, we had about 50 singers last year. I think about four of them came through the audition process. Otherwise, the heart and soul, once again, is the local Sings event, which most cities combine that with their summer festival, just like Hastings does. And you know, we Rochester Sings. They have a big event, summer festival, and Rochester Sings is part of that. And St. Cloud Sings, and there's pretty well, we're statewide. We're statewide now, so used to be just Hastings, but now we are statewide.
So the adult portion is interesting to me because, as you mentioned, that's relatively new. Why was that something that you wanted to add?
Yeah, we just thought there was a huge opportunity for adults that, you know, maybe they used to sing when they were in high school or in college, and now, you know, they might be home doing something, you know, working at home full time, but they still love to sing. But there really wasn't an avenue where they could come out and really express themselves on what we call the big stage. So we get a lot of, you know, a lot of people, a lot of adults who are 30s, 40s, in that range, who just love to come out and sing.
So, Melina, what was it like to be in the studio?
The studio was a really cool experience. I've never been in a studio before, so I wasn't really sure what to expect, and it felt like so professional to me and everything, and the producer was super cool, and he was super patient with me. It took me a little while to kind of get used to it and everything, but it was amazing. I got to do a duet with one of the contestants in the adult division, Kyle Johnson. We sang a Christmas song together, and that was pretty neat.
Was it a song you already knew, both of you, or did you have to learn it?
Well, we kind of connected after the competition, and we thought we should do a duet together, and he was the one that found the song, Someday at Christmas. We both learned it, and then we rehearsed it, like, the day that we were going to record it, and then we went and recorded it, so.
How fun.
Yeah, it was great.
So besides this great singing opportunity, it sounds like you really got to meet new friends, like-minded people.
Yes, it was great. I got to meet Kyle, who has turned into a really great mentor for me, actually. He's helped me with, like, my college applications and everything. And
bonus.
Yeah, right? And I got to, like I said earlier, I got to meet some of the other kids I auditioned with during my St. Paul audition, and I just kind of got to reconnect with them a little bit. So,
you know, I know it's a quote-unquote competition, but it sounds like you all lifted each other up.
Yeah.
Right?
Really, yeah.
And we're rooting each other on.
Exactly.
Did that surprise you?
It did a little bit. Like, when we were backstage waiting for them to like announce who the winner was, we were all just like hanging out, and it took longer than we were like expecting it to be, so we were all just laughing and making jokes and everything, and I just thought that was super cool because it was like a big competition thing and we weren't even worried about it or being competitive. We were just having fun.
Yeah, the judges said it was really, really close on the judging. So, you know, one of the things for Minnesota Sings, Mo, is all of the judges that we hire have to live outside of Minnesota. So we do that to keep things as fair as possible. So we had judges last year. We had judges from Iowa and from Wisconsin last year. So,
well, certainly this area is full of great, great talent. I mean, I look at our show choir in Hastings is second to none, and I know that if you get the word out, you're going to have people clamoring to participate. So when would people be auditioning? Because that process happens first, right before the actual competition.
Yep. So actually, the local Sings events happen between May 1st and October 1st.
Okay.
So if you're the city of Owatonna, you can schedule that event anytime between May 1st and October 1st. Okay, so that's what all of the cities try to do it during that time frame. We're supposed to do it during that time frame. So far as the auditions, you know, we get calls, as I mentioned, from people, singers who say, hey, I don't think my town that I live in is going to have a local Sings event. So is there another way to get into Minnesota Sings? Yes, it's the audition process. And we usually do that a couple times during the summer at the Hastings Arts Center. And between that, we end up with about 50 singers every year. Now, our long-term goal is we want to try to grow this to where there's 100 cities competing, okay? And that does create some more dynamics, and unfortunately we need more rooms and more time to do the competition and more expense to rent rooms and that sort of thing. So we're headed that way, but it takes time to get there.
So right now, somebody could go online, and what is a good place for them to do so?
Go to the website, which is simply minnesotasings.com, and you have to spell out the word Minnesota. So minnesotasings.com, and then you can read all about it.
And you can sign up from there?
You can sign up. You can, if you're a city, you can complete the form that's saying, yes, the city of War Road, we're going to compete in the competition. So that form is right there on the site. And if they want to audition, then my phone number is on the contact area.
Oh, I see. They'd have to go to their own local area and find out when the auditions are.
Yep.
So, Melina, do you think you are going to try to participate again?
For sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, best of luck to you, and congratulations on your many successes, and we look forward to hearing from you again, I hope. Chuck, thanks for coming in today and filling
thanks,
us in
Mo.
About all the good things going on. Again, Minnesota Sings is a statewide competition, so if there is not a local competition near you, please go online to minnesotasings.com and try to find some place where you might be able to participate. The age limits are really 13 and up, so it's very exciting. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guests today, Melina Solo Cruz and also Chuck Spavin. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Everything inside me cries for order.